Here's an issue that's not getting a lot of attention in the presidential campaign. More people became infected with HIV last year than in any previous year, roughly 5 million people. A United Nations study out this morning concludes that AIDS is an equal opportunity predator. Years ago, the typical AIDS patient might be a gay man. These days, it's more likely to be an African woman. And in the future, the face of AIDS might be Asian. So it is appropriate that next week's International AIDS Conference is in Bangkok, Thailand. Dr. Peter Piot is with the UN AIDS Program.
There's a globalization going on of this epidemic. One in every four new infections today is happening in Asia. That's new. Before, it was mostly Africa and the Caribbean to a certain extent. But now it's expanding in Asia, it's expanding in Eastern Europe, and let's not forget that the majority of the world's population is living in Asia.
When you've traveled in Asia as the director of the UN AIDS program, can you think of a person or group of people you've met who seem to sum up the AIDS epidemic in that part of the world right now?
Well, I've met, be it in India or in China, with people living with HIV who were poor farmers who became infected because they were working in big cities and became infected through sexual contact with sex workers, being away from their families for a long time. I've met with truck drivers who drive along throughout the continent and the countries and became infected also through commercial sex. I've met people who became infected through injecting drug use, and poor farmers in central China who became infected through giving blood. But I've also met young businessmen in China who are part of the booming economy, real entrepreneurs, and in addition to being economic entrepreneurs, seem also to be sexual entrepreneurs and became infected that way.
And you can see in those stories very simply the way the disease spreads. Farmers go into town and bring it back out in the country. A truck driver goes from city to city and maybe spreads it as he goes.
Exactly. AIDS is a disease of mobility. It's a disease of our globalized time. But it also has to do with the fact that in many societies, we don't want to face the realities of people's sexual behavior. And there's only one way that we can bring this epidemic under control, that is to be open about sexuality, that is to face the realities and to take it on. And that's why leadership is so, so vital. And that's what we lack to a large extent in Asia. That's what we lack in Eastern Europe with a thriving epidemic. And I hope that the big conference on AIDS in Bangkok will boost leadership in Asia in a major way.
4.8 million new cases of HIV infection in this past year. When you look at that number getting a little bit larger every year, how far into the future do you have to look to see the time when it might finally level off?
Well, I think that the future of the epidemic is entirely in the hands of ourselves, of the leaders of the various countries. It doesn't have to go to a situation like in Africa, because we didn't know that HIV was spreading. But in Asia, we do know what it can become. We do know that if you don't act, that you'll pay later.
We've circled a lot of the world in this discussion. What's happening with the epidemic or pandemic in the United States?
Well, in the United States, just as in other Western countries, we're seeing an increase in new infections, mostly in different populations than before. We have to make sure that as societies, we don't drop the ball on prevention. Now, consider that when you look at New York, one out of 50 people in Manhattan are HIV positive. That's quite striking.
How could there be an increase in new infections in this part of the world where so much money and attention has been spent on prevention and also on treatment, for that matter?
I think there is a perception in many Western countries that the AIDS problem is over. We've got drugs to treat them. We haven't had a major explosion as an epidemic, and that perception has been going on for quite a while. But nothing can be more wrong. It's not because there is no money. It's not because people don't understand how diseases are transmitted. I think it's time for a really rejuvenating our efforts on HIV prevention a bit everywhere.
Peter Piot is the director of the United Nations AIDS Program. He's in Geneva, Switzerland, and he's providing information from the latest United Nations study on AIDS. Thanks very much.
Thank you.